Don't hear about it from your coworkers. Hear it for yourself now. The Kramer Recap Show. Island 106.
So we're going to have a title this morning, man. I just feel like we need to be known. It's true, because we're just kind of here. We come in here, we chat, you know. We try to talk. We try to be somewhat funny. Funniest show.
No.
We're not the best show.
We don't even have a joke of the day.
We're not even like the worst show, though. That's the thing. It's like we're not really anything. We're just kind of here.
Mediocre.
You know? So I decided that we need some kind of title. And then when we were brainstorming yesterday, I was like, let's be the most intelligent. Mm-hmm. And of course, Miguel was like, wait.
Hold up now. I love you, Kramer, and I'm all for that guy Kramer in the morning, yada, yada, yada. But I'm also on Wave 100 in the afternoon, and I love me some John Tesh. He's like a second dad to me.
That's his shtick.
It is.
You know, like he goes over all this kind of intelligence stuff.
And it's good intelligence.
And you bring up a good point, though. We can't go for the most intelligent unless we're able to steal that title away. We can't just start calling ourselves that.
No.
But I knew that if we went with a head-to-head battle against John Tesh, we would lose.
Yes.
By far.
Unfortunately.
But I was trying to think of who's, like, the smartest person that we could bring in here to act like he's on the show.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Why not 6-year-old Panama City Whiz kid, Ryan Brotherston?
I like it.
This kid's a genius. Seriously. If you guys don't know Ryan, we'll bring him up here in a second. Ryan is a 6-year-old who can, first off, read at an 11th grade level. Mm-hmm. I can't even read that high.
No, you can't read it at all.
This kid has so much knowledge behind him. I feel like if we were able to go head-to-head with JT this morning, there's no way he'd be... I think, like, John Tesh's intelligence, like, a lot of it, mm-hmm. is, like, written out for him.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He has a calendar.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't sit there and actually know all this stuff,
no.
right? So, let's bring Ryan in. You want to? Okay. Ryan Brotherston joins our show
Woo!
This morning. We are so pumped up for being here, Ryan. And, of course, on the phone with us this morning, I hope you didn't hear what we were saying, John Tesh is here as well.
Hey,
John
Tesh.
This is cool. How are you doing? This is really weird because, you know, John Tesh is on Wave 100 right now live.
Yeah, he is,
So, I don't know. How are you doing both shows at once, John? This is weird.
It's sort of I wait for a song and I call you guys.
Very nice of you.
There
very
you
nice
go.
Of you. Well, you know, John Tesh, he brings you intelligence for your life every single morning. And, like, we don't really have anything on our show. Well, you know, every other morning show has got something that they are always known for.
Yeah.
On our show, man, we get absolutely nothing.
We're known for drama and breaking up households.
That's good. You have to have it's a purpose-driven life. There you go.
Exactly. You got the yin and the yang.
So we decided this morning, you know what? We want a title.
Right.
If Wave 100 and the John Tesh Show is known for their intelligence, mm-hmm. I think they have to earn that title.
That's very true.
Of course, Miguel and I barely graduated college. We cheated our way through. So
please believe. See average here.
There's no possible way that we would be able to out-intelligence.
Exactly. That just goes to prove to you we don't even know how to speak correctly.
John Tesh doll. That is why this morning we had to bring into the studio our Panama City Whiz kid. He's 6 years old, Ryan Brotherston. Good morning, sir.
Thank you.
Ryan's here.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. John's already getting nervous. Now, these guys have already had a run-in before.
I've already been through this once before.
I know. We had no idea last time that we actually have two of the most intelligent people in the world talking one-on-one.
Right here.
This is intense. Now, John, I don't want to steal the title away from you, man, but I feel like you've got to kind of earn it, you know, if you're going to be running the intelligence show.
I'm ready.
Now, Ryan, you have prepared, right? You prepared some questions. And every single one of these questions, you know.
Yeah.
You came up with these. Okay, what is question number one that you have for John? And we'll see which show actually has the most intelligence, okay? Question number one.
What is the square root of 9 minus 4?
Okay, square root of 9 minus 4.
9 is 4.
Now, I don't even remember how to
know
do
a square root.
I have no idea. I don't even remember what a square root is.
It would be minus 1.
Yeah!
Okay! Ryan, you can't outsmart John Tesh,
I'm telling you.
He's got a scientific calculator sitting
good
right
job.
There. He's good. Okay, question number two. Here we go, Ryan. You ready?
What's the capital of Denmark?
Capital of Denmark for John Tesh.
Capital of Denmark. Now, I think I've been there. I'm pretty sure that it's Copenhagen.
Yeah!
Oh, my gosh! Ryan!
Wow.
Ryan thought this is going to be an easy sweep.
Oh, yeah, I did. What did you have in last time? I was like, what's the capital of Dubai or something?
That's what it was. He's going easy. You know, he's a hustler, though.
Yeah.
I think we should play triple or nothing, okay?
All right, I'm ready.
Here we go. Question number three.
Who was the fourth president of the United States?
Fourth president of the United States. Washington was the... I'm going to say James Madison.
Ryan, what's the answer?
James Madison is on? Oh, yes, it is!
This is we're going to play quadruple or nothing here.
This is actually, this game is called My Internet Connection is Faster Than Yours.
Okay, there's no way he can iPhone this fast enough. Let's try this. All right, Ryan? Ryan actually really does know this. And I don't know how he knows this. All right, Ryan, the final question. And now you have to stump John Tesh here, okay? You think this is going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
If John Tesh gets this right, like, really, I'm just going to go work for him so I can get smarter.
Give all the props. All the props ever for John Tesh if he can answer this. Ryan, the final question.
What does it say on the Saudi Arabian flag?
Oh, man.
Are you kidding me? What does it say on the Saudi Arabian flag?
John, I swear to you. Look, this kid knows this. He knows this, too.
I'm going to say, La Ilaha Illa Allah Muhammad Rasul Allah. No God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
Is that right?
No.
What is it? What is it, Ryan?
There is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet.
Well, but you know what? I don't know, though. I don't know. Wait.
That's right. That is right.
I'm going to have to go sue Wikipedia on that one. What you have to see is me typing, what is, what does.
I think it's Alan 106.
John Tesh, man, he brings you intelligence for your life. Awesome. I appreciate you doing this. Of course, Tesh.com is the website. Give us some intelligence, John, before you go, man.
I you know what? I'm worn out, sweating, and I'm about 2 inches shorter. I got nothing.
All right, John, man. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon, okay? Bye-bye. It's okay, Ryan. You try, man. You know what? You gave me your best wholehearted attempt. You want to give a shout-out before you actually head out of here this morning?
I want to shout out if people in New Jersey can get on 106, then they can listen to my voice.
They can, I know.
Right here in Panama City Beach.
How cool is that?
So I just wanted to say, if you're in a certain town of New Jersey, then I just wanted to tell you hi, and I wanted to say I love you. And if Aunt Lynn's there, then tell her to do the God dang it, there, knock it off.
Very nice. Very nice. Don't know what it means, but it's very nice.
Thank you, Ryan.